Today, we will read Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 20. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear what you have to say for us. Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes to see more about who you are and more about how you would have us live. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 20. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones! What magnificent buildings!" "Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places, and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down or enter the house to take anything out. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because those will be days of distress, unequaled from the beginning, when God created the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If the Lord had not cut those days short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect whom he has chosen, he has shortened them." Okay, in today's reading, Jesus is telling his disciples about the future. And it begins when one of his disciples, they're walking in Jerusalem looking at the temple, and one of his disciples is just so overwhelmed and impressed by the incredible temple that they are seeing. And they say, "Look, look at these wonderful buildings." And Jesus says, "I tell you, here's what's going to happen. Not even one stone from these buildings will be left on another. All of them will be destroyed." Even though the disciples didn't realize it at the time, Jesus was giving a prophecy of what was going to happen about 40 years in the future. That Jesus knew what was coming. And the Romans eventually surrounded Jerusalem, laid siege to it, and destroyed it completely. And stories go that the temple, because of the gold inside, that before during the destruction, it caught fire. And that as the temple collapsed, the fire melted the gold inside, and they saw it, and so they took it apart completely, trying to get the melted gold, the gold from inside the temple. And so this was literally fulfilled in about the year 70, about 40 years after Jesus had gone back to heaven. And so this actually did happen, that the Romans came in and there wasn't even a stone left on top of another because they took it completely apart trying to get to the gold. Now, the disciples ask, when is this going to happen? And Jesus gives them prophecies, telling them what to look for. And many of these things did happen in the year 70 AD. Now, there are several things that we can learn from this. And one of them is that many of these things did happen, but I believe that it is also a picture not just of what happened in the year 70, but it is looking forward to a time in the future. That the Bible teaches that Jesus will come again. That Jesus will come back. And when he does, he will set up his eternal kingdom. And he will rule forever. Now, we don't know when that is going to happen, and we're going to look at that more, I think, tomorrow. But it's important to realize that this has both partially been fulfilled and also paints a picture of what is to come. So, Mark chapter 13, in verse 5, Jesus warns them, "Be careful, watch out. Because in the future, many people will come claiming to be me." And throughout time, people have come forward claiming to be Jesus, that they are Christ come back. We must be very careful that we are not deceived, that we are not lied to, and understanding that they are not really Jesus. But he continues to give more things that will happen. There will be wars. Many bad things will happen. And so, watch out for it. It still, I believe, is going to come. Next, he warns to be on their guard. That in the future, followers of Jesus will be persecuted. They will be hated. They will be arrested. They will have to stand before the government and explain what they believe and why. But for Jesus, this is a way in which they can use them to speak truth. So he warns them to be careful and to be aware that this is going to happen. But not to be afraid. When it happens, that God will give them the words to say. God will speak to them, the Holy Spirit. But be aware, when this happens, a brother will betray a brother. A father might even betray his child. Children rebelling against their Christian parents. And this is happening at different places in the world, even today. And so following Jesus is not always easy, but it is worth any sacrifice. It is worth anything in order to follow him, Because we must remember, this world is temporary. It does not last forever. It is short. And so, what seems like a long time to me, when I look at eternity, what goes on forever and never ends, my life is short. The average human lives now 70, 80, lucky if they live 90 years. A few live to be 100 or just a little bit over. But most people die before they get that old. But eternity, life after death, doesn't end after 50, 60, 70 years. It goes on for thousands and thousands and millions of years, never ending. It is outside of time as we know it. And so, the short time compared to eternity, compared to a never-ending time, my life is short, and I would rather give up myself here and be killed for Christ than to deny Him and lose that in eternity. So, He has just explained to them, don't give in. There is something bigger and more than the temporary sufferings that you see. And He warns them that when the world comes to an end, when all this is taking place, it's going to be difficult. But keep faith in Him, and He will carry us through. As I think about what does this mean, what should this look like in my life today? I'm reminded of several things. First, I'm reminded that this life is temporary. What am I spending my time on? What am I giving my energy to? Is it to things that will not last? Or am I giving my life, time, and attention to things that really matter? It's important to really think through this and understand that I want to be focused on what's important, on the things that will last forever. And I pray that you also will focus on those things. As part of that, I also look back at verse 10. Verse 10, where it talks about the gospel must first be preached to all nations. That one of my goals is to help make sure that all people have heard. Because God wants us to realize that there is a time when He is coming back. I want my friends, my family, my loved ones, those I work with, I want them to hear and know the truth so that they can come and follow Jesus before it is too late. That they can come and follow Jesus before the end. And so, I want to share Him with others, so that they have a chance to follow. What about you? Are you sharing the gospel? Are you telling others about Jesus? In this passage, it's very clear. For some, it would be dangerous to share Jesus, to tell others about Him, because that would lead them to be arrested, even killed. But that is what Jesus calls us to, because He is more valuable and more important than this life. And so that is my passion, to share Jesus with as many as possible before it is too late. And I pray that becomes your passion as well. Lord, we don't know when You will return, But we know this, you are coming. And those who don't know you, who haven't put their faith in you, if they don't hear, they will spend eternity apart from you in hell. And God, I do not want that. So Lord, give us boldness, give us wisdom, help us to share the gospel with those that we love before it is too late, before they die or before you come back. Lord, help us also to live our lives focused on eternal things. Lord, this world has so many things that can distract us, but we want to follow you. Lord, use us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.